722.
On the heels of the tragedy in Connecticut, we are learning more this morning about a situation in Laurel where a high school student threatened to shoot and kill his classmates. The student has now been admitted to a hospital for psychiatric evaluation.
Joining us live is Pete Perringer, spokesman for the city of Laurel. Good to have you with us, Pete. And this was not only someone just making a threat. The student did have access to guns, too, right?
Well, we believe he did have access to guns. Now, you know, we want to give the students in the first place some credit for bringing the information forward. For whatever reason, they felt uncomfortable or had some information that drew some suspicions about one of their classmates. They told an adult, a teacher in this case. Teacher got the school security involved, and of course the security involved the Laurel City Police, which has jurisdiction here. And the student was not at school, so everything was pretty calm and stable at the school, per se. As the investigation continued, we found some materials in the student's locker, which led us to believe that he may want to do some harm to some people. These were some drawings and diagrams and charts and things of that nature. Obviously, the student's parents were consulted, and for whatever reason, the investigators believe that he had access to weapons. And the combination of all those things, his behavior, the information in his locker, and the fact that he may have access to the weapons, all lent credibility to the fact that he may want to harm somebody. Fortunately, obviously, the school was cooperating, the family was cooperating. He was able to get some medical attention. The police initiated an emergency committal, which means now he's in the care of a doctor safely. And hopefully things are normal at the school today.
Just want to explain to our audience here, there'll be a slight little delay in our conversation we're having with Pete Perringer this morning because of our live line into Laurel this morning. But Pete, there's something about this that is pretty amazing, if I understand this correctly, and you tell me if I'm wrong. It appears that the threats which the students were aware of were threats that were made before the awful tragedy last Friday in Newtown. Not only did they, you know, see what happened in Newtown and knew that they should bring this up, but apparently the parents recognized that there may be a threat even at home and may have assisted in what ultimately happened here in this kid getting the proper evaluation.
I believe that to be the case. The police chief here, Rich McLaughlin, believes that all this information combined was credible, and that may be a harmful situation that may have occurred, but it was all prevented. Obviously, there is some heightened awareness and sensitivity to what's going on elsewhere in the world and the nation. And fortunately, they had the wherewithal, the students in the first place, to come forward with this information. You know, it's almost a classic example of see something, say something. So if there's a situation that makes you uncomfortable, which I presume that's the case here, then, you know, tell somebody about it. Let the professionals come in and handle it. And in this case, you know, again, things are pretty calm. But we think that a potentially very dangerous situation was prevented.
Right, and we always ask why something wasn't done. In this case, it seems to have worked according to plan. Pete Perringer, spokesman for the city of Laurel, joining us.